Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitzah, Perek Dalet, in the middle of explaining Halacha Aleph and the Oizvah Tzuris Daftan Lamed Gimel Beis, the top line with the words of Zaira, and the article Tzuris Daftan Lamed Vavam Bada Aleph, the second line, and today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're talking about fruit that was drying out and whether or not it's Muktzah, if it wasn't fully dried before Yom Tif and only completely dried on Yom Tif. We have the story where Rebbe sent his son Reb Shimon on Yom Tif to go get fruit that was drying on the roof. Reb Shimon asked him, how can that be? Isn't this fruit Muktzah? And Rebbe told him that din only applies to Te'enim and Anavim, to figs and grapes that are drying out. And as explained by Rav Shmuel bar Sisra Toi, that's because they go through the stage of being Masriach, so they're the only fruits that while they're drying have the state of Muktzah, but all other fruits, even while they're drying, aren't considered Muktzah. However, we have a different version of the story. Rebbe Zeira ba Kumi Rabbi Yasa, he asks as follows, wouldn't it make sense that this story was with Pitzulaya, meaning not fully ripe figs? Basically, people would have not fully ripe figs or not fully ripe fruit, and they would be placed in a basket in order to continue ripening, and those would definitely be considered muktzah. That's why Reb Shimon was asking his father, aren't these muktzah? And Amar he responded to him, Ofanas Avarkain, I actually hold it that it was with unripe figs. And also Reb Yisrael Bun came, and he quoted Yitzchak Rabbisnu, who said, B'shem Reb Yechanan, Be'ilin Pitzulaya Hava Ovda, the story was with these unripe figs. And even so, Amar Lehi, Rebbe had responded to his son Reb Shimon, Ein Lecha Asur Mishom Muktzah, El Te'inim Anavim Bilvad, the only fruits that would be muktzah are Te'inim and Anavim, and that's even if they're pitzulaya, even if they're unripe, they're still not going to be muktzah. And we continue discussing this case where Yaakov Rezavdi says, B'shem Ravo, Hadadat Amar Le'inyin Shabbos. This whole discussion of whether or not the fruit is considered muktzah because it's still drying is only in regards to Shabbos, Aval Le'inyin Maisres, but in regards to the chiv to separate Maiser, called Varm Yashlan Muktzah, all of them are considered muktzah. In other words, we know that produce is only chayv in Maiser when it's fully ripe or when its processing is considered finished. And so, regardless of the Shabbos discussion of whether or not they're muktzah, that has nothing to do with Maisres. And by Maiser, if it's not fully ripe, so then it's not chayv in Maiser. And Rabbi Yosef just tells us the Masisa Amar Kain. We have a mission that tells us this. It says as follows: Begregres with dried figs, Mishi Yadosh, they're only considered finished processing and Mimel chayv in Maiser once they're pressed, meaning once they're put into a barrel. And Magura, Mishi Agel, when they're in a storage room, that's what a Magura is. Once they're smoothed out, only then they're chayv in Maiser. And moving on to Halacha Beis, Mishnah tells us: Ein Noitlin Eitzim in Asuka, El Min Asamochlo. If one wants to take wood from a hut on Yom Tif, he's not allowed to do that, except from that which is next to the sukkah. Now, this is not talking about sukkah of sukkis. Obviously, you can't take wood from it. It's just talking about a regular hut, as we just translated, and he wants to take wood from the walls, meaning like he wants to break a piece of wood off the walls or just take a piece of wood that's being used as the wall. That's not allowed to be done because that's soyser. That's like dismantling the hut. Even though it's not a full dismantle, he's still somewhat taking it apart by taking the wood from it, so that's not okay in Yom Tif, except if it's min asamachla, meaning if there's a piece of wood next to it, that's not considered part of the wall of the hut, and that would be okay to use as firewood. Another din, mevim eitzim min asade min hamachunas. If there's a whole bunch of gathered wood, that's what machunas is. It's all gathered in a pile out in the field. He can bring wood from that to burn on Yom Tif, and that's because it's considered min hamuchan. It's prepared for use. And also min hakarpef, if he's bringing from a karpef, which we'll explain in a moment what that is, afilu min hamafuzer, even if the wood is scattered about, he's still allowed to use that wood. It's considered min hamuchan. Lamadan al amaraf, on top of the Mishnah asks, ezu karpef, what exactly is a karpef? In this discussion, the answer is kol shu samach le'ir, anything which is close to the city, meaning it's an enclosed area that's meant for storage, which is close to the city. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And the reason why wood's allowed to be taken from it is because since it's an enclosed area, so all wood inside here, even if it's not piled, is considered muchan. Rabbi Yisrael Aymer, he says that a karpef is different. Kol shenichnasun loy paisachas, that's any enclosed area which one goes in with a key. Paisachas is like the word paiseach, that's a key. When a person has to use a key to get into it, so that's considered a karpef, and that's a filu b'soich tchum Shabbos, even if it's out of the city, as long as it's within tchum Shabbos, you still have access to it on Yom Tif, that's considered a karpef. It doesn't literally have to be right next to the city. Says the Gemara, so Shmuel Amar, he clarifies, that's only if the wood, which is next to the sukkah, wasn't intended to be there to thicken the wall. But if the wood was, let's say, leaning against the wall with an intention to thicken the wall, so it should actually be part of the wall, even if it wasn't attached to it, maybe it was just laying next to it or leaned up against it, it's still usher to take that wood because it's like soyser, it's like he's dismantling the sukkah. Now, for the clarification, this is only usher b'shaloi hisna, if he never made a tanai about it, avalam hisna, but if he made a tanai, if he made a stipulation that I want to be able to take wood from here, mutter, so then it is permitted. So if Nachmar Yaakov Bai, he asks as follows, v'yash adam masna lister oilin, could a person make a tanai to be able to dismantle a tent? In other words, a person's not able to make a stipulation, if I want to destroy this house, if I want to dismantle the structure on Yom Tif or Shabbos, I'm allowed to do that. that. It doesn't work like that. So what did Shmuel mean when he said that if he made a tanai to be able to take this wood, then he's allowed to take it, even though it was intended to thicken the wall and strengthen it? That doesn't make sense. That's still considered soiser. And so the Gemara tells us, and pay attention to the gersa change we have here, v'aymer b'shem Shmuel, it was said in the name of Shmuel, b'nefula. It's referring to where it had fallen down. In other words, he made a tanai that if this hut falls down, so then I want to be able to take wood from it, that's okay. Obviously, while it's still standing, he's not allowed to use any of the wood, but if he had made this tanai and then it actually did fall down, he's allowed to use the wood from it. And v'havar Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, chadiba. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov was very happy about this answer. Continue to discuss our Mishnah, which had differentiated between bringing wood from the field, which is only mutter if it was in a pile, as opposed to bringing it from a karpef, which even if it's scattered, it's mutter, says the Gemara. Tani, we have a braisa. Amar Blazer Rav Shem, and he tells us, lo nechlu b'sham b'es hilol, shmivin eitzim nechunasin shabasada, umenam fuzarin shabakarpef. There's no machlekes b'sham b'es hilol regarding bringing wood that's gathered in a pile in the field, or even if it's scattered in a karpef. Amar nechlu, so what's our machlekes? Alam fuzarin shabasada. What about if it's scattered in the field? Shabashame oisim b'shame asers, because he holds namin amuchan b'shil matir and b'shil matirs, even though it's out in the field, the person has intention to use it, and therefore it's mutter. Now Rav Nosson, he comes along with a different version. Maidim b'sham b'es hilol, shmivin eitzim nechunasin shabasada, umenam the Beisham Beis Hillel agree regarding any wood which is gathered, whether it's gathered out in the field or is gathered in the karpef, it's permitted to bring and use on Yom Tov. If it's scattered in a karpef, and Rabbi Yosef says b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Chanina matibah b'shem Rav. Rabbi Chanina is inclined to say this in the name of Rav, that halacha k'divrei mishu machmir, the halacha is like the one who's machmir, ubavad minam fuzarin shebekarpef, except that scattered wood in a karpef is mutter. It's just that the scattered wood out in the field, that's asur. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with a further clarification of our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.